Greetings on the divine love and light of the most radiant one. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our topic is just filled with manifestation keys. And it is this. Your point of view positions you. Kind of rhymes. Your point of view positions you. So let's take a deep breath and allow the full descension of your multi-dimensional consciousness in its multi-layered continuum of awareness, knowledge, information, untapped potential, and that which has been your, let's say, achievement and accomplishment that is never lost, but is simply added to, like a rich repository of all the things that you have done and been and experienced and bestowed and expressed in a myriad of universes. Truly, your divine beingness radiates in every quark of existence. From every sun, you radiate. From every star, you give the luminosity. The luminosity of one spirit, one soul, is sufficient to illumine the entirety of creation for eternity. That's what Sai Baba said about us. Yes. So nothing we set in motion is gone unnoticed by that universe which rushes to fill the space of your intention, to manifest as the totality of your preference, which you indicate by your feelings, by your focus of attention. You are communicating all the time to the very atoms that rush to coalesce in alignment with your point of view. You are not the victim of an outer anything. Nothing dictates to you or limits you, but you, your point of view positions you. I awoke with a simple way to start my day, which I'm going to share with you now. In fact, you can join with me if you like. The days have been rushing by. It's like my workload is quadrupled in just the last 2 months. And some days, I can barely get out of bed before the day is upon me. And I don't have the leisure always for the lengthy attunements that I used to do in years past. I wonder how many of you are in the same condition. So I've started, before I get out of bed, doing this simple dedication and consecration to set the tone of my day. You can, of course, add your own particular words. I'm going to use the words that I use, because that is what I do. And you can shift the words to accommodate your lineage, your preference, your spiritual ideals, your reference points for divinity. But if you like, you can Slightly bow your head while you're sitting upright and put your two palms together, which is a way of dedicating your 10 inner and outer senses to God, or let's say your 5 inner and your 5 outer, which make the 10 indriyas or sensory organs. And you're dedicating yourself with all that you have and all that you are. And I dedicate myself to the Most High, Almighty God, to that which is beyond name and form, and yet inhabits all names and all forms. And I consecrate myself to the living Word, the living light, and the living love of the Divine Spirit. And I consecrate myself in service this day to all life, to my Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Avatar lineage of Sri Satya Sai Baba, as a commander on Earth assignment on behalf of the Ashtar Galactic Command, to my spiritual teacher, John Roger, and the spiritual traveler lineage in which I serve, and to the Office of the Christ and the Order of Melchizedek. And I ask to be used in loving and useful ways in serving my fellow man this day. Blessings of love, abundance, protection, peace to all beings on this earth and all worlds. I love you, Lord. Amen. And I'm good to go after that. So it's important that at the very get-go, you set the consciousness tone, your state of being, and establish your positioning. That sets the tone. Your focus sets your direction. And your point of view immediately places you and positions you within the quantum universe. And your position actually shifts as your point of view moves to different places. So often people will email me or call and say, I wish I could know who I was and what I did on the ships. And that's a curious thing to me, because I wonder why they just don't go up there and look. And then I realize they don't realize that they actually are where they think they are. You are where you place yourself. How is that? Because you're formless awareness. You're not in your body. It's the illusion of thinking that you're limited to this shell of skin that causes you to think that you have to physically do something to move yourself through time and space to be in another state of being. You lose sight of the fact that it's always where you move your inner awareness that positions you. For example, where are you right now? Where are you right now? Some of you may have thought, well, I'm sitting here listening to your radio show. But there may be others who are not fully present or even focused yet. Some of you may be just getting settled in, getting ready to listen. Some of you may be distracted by trying to do more than just listen. Maybe you're online or texting or whatever you do. So your focus is divided and you're not present anywhere. You're kind of in scatter mode. And there may even have been a few who took these shows very seriously, and visualize themselves aboard the mothership, sitting next to Ashtar. Now, all of those things are true. If you've moved your awareness and tacked it into a particular imagery, you have moved there, and you are there. So, where were you? You know, as I was just speaking, your point of view very likely shifted and followed the imagery being presented. So you were exercising multi-dimensional awareness. As I described each state, you moved into that. And that's all multi-dimensional awareness is being very intentional in where you want to experience the registration of a particular area. Now, we all know when we're in love, we're not really anywhere but with our beloved, wherever our beloved is. They occupy our attention, our focus, our mind, our thought. And so we're kind of moonstruck, as the saying goes. And we're like that when we're anticipating something, looking forward to something. We're not really focused in the present moment. We've already moved into anticipation. So the body marks time and space, but the consciousness has already moved into another state. Do you know, I'll give you in a nutshell, the very secret of bilocation and ascension. Bilocation, and I speak from experience because I actually physically bilocated one time. Probably couldn't say that's a mastery level for me yet. But one time, I totally bilocated. I had such an intense desire to be in India in the ashram of Sai Baba that I actually physically bilocated there. And it shocked me so much. I went, oh my gosh. And of course, that shot me right back into my physical body. So don't do that. Be cool. And here's the secret. Bilocation is simply total coherency, total agreement and coherency physically, emotionally, mentally, and intentionally. And when it comes to ascension, you simply add spirit to that. So ascension is total coherency physically, emotionally, mentally, intentionally, and spiritually. That means that your entire vibration must be moved into luminosity, into that loving radiance that transcends all form and limitation. So, you see, even in ascension, nothing is barring you from moving and living from the ascended consciousness right now. You simply have to let go of those lesser points of view that are not congruent with seeing and experiencing and feeling yourself as light. And, of course, we know light and love are the same vibration. So, okay, how do you get into a congruent state which reflects the light and the love of your true divine self? Well, we did a whole seminar on it. But let's do it again because, you know, we have to keep practicing these things or we forget. So let's move into heart congruency. Take a deep breath. And place your hands very lovingly across your heart. And your attention and point of view will naturally shift at the point of sensation and feeling. So think of what you're truly, truly grateful for in your life. Someone you love, someone who loves you. Perhaps it's the absence of pain. If you're very ill, you can feel a great gratitude that when you're in a heart-congruent state, you actually don't feel your body. And thus, the pain is transcended. When you're in congruency within your heart, if you've been upset or angry or fearful, you can't have a sense of gratitude and a negative emotion at the same time. So that instantly shifts your state of vibration and your point of view as you think about what you're grateful for and who you love. That's all you have to do. You generate that feeling. And you breathe life into it. And you dwell upon it with more and more total focus. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And that becomes the most powerful prayer, the most powerful way to cultivate presence, the ascended state. The congruent state that resonates the fifth dimensional frequency of living love. That will give you everything, beloved, that you could possibly want. That will give you abundance because it will draw to you all of the resources and support of the universe. Heart congruency will attract to you true friends and true love. Heart coherency will attract to you good luck and positive experiences and favor with people because that energy of gratitude is like the open sesame to all of the abundance and largesse of the divine spirit. That simple heart congruency . Well, it looks like we were cut off for a while, so I'm going to explain again the very secret of ascension and the very secret of bilocation because it's a quintessential key. Bilocation means that you have total congruency physically, emotionally, mentally, and intentionally, and adding spirit if you want to move into the frequency of ascension. So that's where all the parts of your being are integrated and aligned with one specific focus. Interesting, isn't it? So often we are everywhere but present with ourselves, with our lives. And so it's those little points of lack of awareness and lack of presence that we really need to pay attention to because that's the only thing that's keeping us from being and manifesting our full potential. So again, our seminar topic is your point of view positions you. You literally manifest as your state of energy and focus. And you alone have control over where you place your focus, of how you interpret the events in your life, of whether or not you allow things to affect you by what you tell yourself about what they are and what they mean, which again is your interpretation. In truth, things are not at all what they seem. You've never been here in a physical incarnation in any real sense. It's a hologram, interactive. It's an exercising in consciousness within a planetary globe that is designed to allow you to discern self by polar opposition, by polarized states and points of view. So to shift any point of view, the simplest thing is to move to the opposite if you don't like the one you're in. If you're being in a place that is full of negativity, you have a choice in that. Get up and move. So, what are you feeling? That actually lets you know immediately the vibrational state you are in. And that's going to reflect your choice of a point of view that you've adopted. Now notice how your feelings are reflected in your physical posture, in your facial expressions, your level of energy. Notice how when everything is up, vibrationally speaking, your vocal tones are up. Your handwriting tends to slant upwards. Your facial muscles tend to be relaxed and up. Your posture is more erect. Notice these things. These are the keys of awareness that will set you free. So, what state does your posture right now suggest? You know, there was a study done of some people who were chronically depressed, and they weren't responding much to medication, and so in desperation, the doctors thought, well, let's try this airy-fairy idea of having them enact the opposite state. So their treatment consisted of having them smile for 20 minutes to grin, you know, for all they were worth, for 20 minutes every day, and to change their posture. Because when you're depressed, you'll notice your whole chest tends to cave in. You tend to slump and stoop. You don't have that positive buoyancy in your step. You kind of drag your feet. So they had the patients walk upright and lift their feet and lift their gaze and walk around smiling for 20 minutes. Do you know that after a month, they were completely and totally healed? That's how powerful your state of focus and your bodily positions can shift your mood, can shift your state, can alter your entire being, can heal you. Why not try that if you suffer from a negative state? So the simplest way to shift your current state and point of view is very, very, very easy. Get up and move physically. You have to change your point of view when you get up and move. You automatically cause a shift in your state. You move to another state And everything shifts biophysically, mentally, and emotionally with that move. That's why when you're, you know, tend to be depressed and tend to be in negative moods, it's good to get up and get out. Change the scenery. Take a walk. Do something different that shifts your energy. But just sitting with a better posture, up straight, shoulders back, a smile on your face, relaxed and attentive, and your point of view is automatically shifted into a more positive and receptive state. So your exercise and awareness is to notice your posture. How are you sitting? How are you standing? How are you walking? These are some of the things that define your point of view. And set your state of energy and vibration. Number one, your feelings. Number two, your focus. Number three, your interpretation of what's going on. Number four, your overall demeanor. You know, everything, your tone of voice, your facial expression, your posture, how you move, sit, walk. And number four, I lost count of what the count is, but anyway, the kind of story you keep telling yourself. Many people keep repeating the story of why they can't be, do, or have something that they want. But people who achieve are also telling a story. And their story is how every day they are steadily achieving their heart's desire. And that becomes their story. So watch your proclamations. The things that you state with forceful emphasis and emotional feeling are going to manifest. So end cycle on saying things with great feeling and forceful emphasis that you don't want to have happen. Be aware if you would be free. As Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the truth is your divine similarity to your Creator, made in the image and likeness of God. So watch your words. So there are three magic keys, the presto changos, if you will. And if you do these three things, you will begin to more consciously manage your moods and monitor where you show up in the field of consciousness. So here they are. Number one, keep active on all levels. Move. Action shifts energy and focus. So act the way you want to feel. Mock it up. Pretend. Become the Academy Award actor in your own personal drama. Act it out. And the rest of you will catch up. Your body simply reflects your mood, your mind, your feelings. So your first key is action, move. Your second key is focus. Focus where you want to go. What you focus upon becomes your personal reality, whether or not it's true. If you believe it, it will have an effect on you. Your subconscious mind absolutely cannot tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined. Because it just takes what you believe as the truth. So focus only on what you want more of. So your first key is action, move. Second key is focus, where you want to go. Third key is monitor your mouth. One word can shift your entire state of being. One time, we were having a seminar with my spiritual teacher, John Roger, and he had us saying mirth, which is kind of a dumb word anyway, but he had us say mirth until we just were in hysterics. It began to sound so funny. And then he had us chanting, gleeful, 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 joyful, 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 mirthful, 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 cheerful, cheerful, cheerful. Until we were all just in such a state of joy and happiness and laughter, and we had completely lost, you know, anything that we may have come into the seminar with. We had certainly left in that room in the midst of our laughter. And laughter is the single most important key to keeping karma from sticking on you. When you're in a state of laughter, negativity cannot lodge in your field. That's a big key. That's why it's good to laugh off things that you normally would take offense over. Replace the offense with laughter. Find something about it that's funny. Do a Monty Python kind of skit in your mind. Get silly. Get creative. Get inventive. But keep that laughter, that lightness of being, that humor present as one of your most valuable consciousness tools. So your entire state of being, when you present it with congruency, will instantly be accommodated with manifestation. It's like everything in your environment will conspire to support you when you present that strong congruency. Very, very important. And I think simple. So you can choose to move when you're in a point of view that is not one that you want, when you're feeling feelings that you don't want to feel. Move yourself physically and shift the energy. Then focus on specifically what you want to feel, where you want to go, and move yourself there. Pretend it, act it, mock it up. Find some context where you can insert it into your field. And next, monitor your mouth and only speak with great emphasis and forcefulness and feeling whatever you want to manifest instantly. The more powerful you are in your congruency, the faster your manifestation will be. And that's why, thank heavens, most of us are not very good manifestors of really powerful things, because we're still being given some wiggle room to practice. To practice exercising the movement of our awareness to where we would be. To shifting our point of view to a vantage point that we would like to look at life from. And to focus really on what we want. What we want to feel, experience, manifest, be. Did you ever stop to think that no one, absolutely no one, deprives you of anything but you. The whole victim consciousness is false. The whole feeling of deprivation is a total fiction that we concoct. And that makes us sad. The sadness itself should be the feedback that the universe is giving, that is not in alignment with our truth. If the truth will set you free, what kind of freedom is deprivation? So another great key is to realize that God's whole will for you is to manifest more fully through you. That truly means more abundant life, more love, more support, more joy, more creative expression, more health, more vitality. Forget praying, Lord, if that's your will. If it's good, it is God's will. God's will for you is abundant goodness or godness. Both have the same root. So get more God in your life, more good in your life. You know, some people think they're not worthy. Who told you you're not worthy? If you're made in the image and likeness of God, what part of you is not worthy? See how sometimes we lie to ourselves and we never question it? We allow some outer liar to indoctrinate us into this lie that we're separate from God, we're separate from our good, that we're somehow unworthy, that we're the victim of our circumstances. All of those are lies. Your point of view positions you. Where do you want to be? Imagine yourself, see yourself, feel yourself there, and you are there. Feel yourself as a member of the spiritual hierarchy, serving a great galactic mission. See yourself aboard the craft of the Ashtar Command, if that inspires you. Put yourself up there and in your imagination and look around. Do you know that clairvoyance is simply moving your awareness to where you can get a look at whatever it is you want to see? It's just a point of view. It's just a position. It's just a focus you set. I want to know what I do aboard ship. Okay, imagine yourself aboard ship. Mock it up and look. Well, what if I'm just imagining it? Well, what if you're not? Why don't you just get the information and bother about evaluating it later? When you imagine yourself in a position, train yourself to sense, feel, experience, know. Exercise all of your senses and just look. Turn your focus there. You already know that your point of view has positioned you there in consciousness. And, big key, if your congruency was complete and total, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and intentionally, and in terms of being the light of truth, you'd be in that position permanently, and you'd never shift back here. You would have outgrown the need to remanifest in a physical form. Unless you purposely dummied down just to come and enjoy the finale here, these last days in this dimension and our ascension, maybe you did that. But I'm saying, when you're totally congruent in a particular position and point of view, a particular state of divine realization, let's say, and identification, you're not going to descend back into ignorance permanently. Well, excuse me, it wouldn't be permanent, but you know what I'm saying. You wouldn't be returning to a lesser state if your congruency was full and whole and complete. So it's important to be where you are until you're not, but constantly work to fine-tune and tweak yourself so that you have an agreement between what you're feeling and what you want to feel, your thoughts and what you're thinking, and what you really want to think, and where you really want to have your focus of intention and attention. Pay attention to your words, that they line up with what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And then move your body into a position where those things can flow through you in some degree of manifestation. For example, if you want to be a good athlete, it would help to start working out with a good trainer. So you always have to move your body to be in a position where the rest of what it is that you're desiring can manifest and flow in congruency. Now, the Bible says it very simply. Whatever you do, do with your entire heart, with your entire being, as if unto the Lord. So don't do things that disagree with your nature, or find a way to shift your point of view so that you're in agreement and acceptance. But don't fight against yourself. Be true to yourself. You don't have to be true to anyone else. If you're true to yourself, you'll be true to God and everyone else. But if you're not honest with your feelings, if you're not honest with yourself, and honest comes from the root word honest, being one with. So if you're not in congruency with your own self, your work is cut out for you. You might benefit by taking one of those human potential trainings, like our wonderful insight trainings. I think our insight seminars are probably the fastest program on the planet to give you a reference point for what it is to live centered in your heart. That's the whole thrust of the insight seminars. We have them here in Santa Monica, California. That's where we're based. But they go out all over the world. We've done them in Bulgaria, throughout Europe, and Israel, and all over the place. And you know what? People have the same issues, the same insecurities, the same challenges, the same difficulty in finding that congruency of heart and mind and intention. And the whole insight training enables you to get to know what it is that you do that undermines the very thing that you say that you want the most. And how simple it is to change your point of view, to alter your attitude, and thus your altitude. Your attitude sets your altitude. So how high do you want to fly? Simple, simple techniques. move yourself to where you want to be, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and in terms of your clairvoyant ability to move inwardly to a position where you can see what it is that you want to see. When I was a very young child, I used to like to lie on my belly in the grass, and I'd pretend like I was a tiny little being and that the grass stalks were like huge forests of green trees. And I wondered what it was like to be an ant. Sometimes I would watch an anthill for hours. I guess that was my early form of meditation. And I'd make myself very tiny so that I could follow the line of ants down into their hole. And I would imagine what their little environment, their little house looked like down there. And I know because I moved my awareness to that point of view where I could actually imagine and see. That's all far vision is, remote viewing, multidimensional awareness, clairvoyance, clear seeing. All of that simply means moving yourself to that point of view that positions you where you can see, and receiving that flow of knowing that comes to you when you do that. When you do that, when you're sitting in your chair, you're imagining perhaps what you're doing aboard ship with the Ashtar Command, or perhaps in Telos, the inner Agartian city under Mount Shasta. Or perhaps you're imagining your past lives. Or it could be anything that you want it to be. You move your awareness inside yourself, and you mock up what you think that might be. And you look. That's all you do. Seeing clairvoyantly and spiritually is simply 99% looking to see what's there. Take down your information, your feedback, your knowing, your intuitive insight, your telepathic rapport. Note it all down, whatever you see, think, feel, imagine, hear, the thoughts that come to you. I've noticed that the biggest secret is that whatever you look at with your heart, with a sincere desire to understand it, it will reveal its heart to you. Whether it's a flower, a tree, a being, or Almighty God, whatever you look at with your heart, with a sincere desire to see, to know, to understand, to embrace more fully, that will open itself to you and reveal itself to you. So, beloved, your point of view positions you. So place yourself in the most advantageous vantage point and look through the eyes of your heart. So, let's take a deep breath and chant on I Heal, which is a mantra that opens your heart and prepares you for the most expansive receiving of the most beautiful possible energy and positioning in spirit. Deep breath. That simple word, chanted with love and heart congruency, places you completely in the living love of God. It suffuses your entire being with the deepest peace. It establishes a harmonic resonance within your entire auric field and reduces your stress, your blood pressure, your anxiety, your fear, in a nanosecond. So use the hue, or the anahue, to bring yourself into a beautiful viewpoint of spirit. Exercise your spiritual inner awareness. Move yourself to where you desire to be, with all your heart, and manifest the kingdom of the beloved in you, around you, and as the state in which you choose to view life from. God bless you, and let's send a blessing out to the entire planet, to all the men, women, and children throughout this planet Earth and throughout the cosmos, to all of God's creation. We send blessings of love and peace and harmony and greater realization of the divinity that has created and infuses all of life. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. And God willing, I'll be with you this time next week. Adonai.